One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
This month of February, you have to understand that in a year like this, with what the Lord has planned, how you begin matters. How you begin. How you begin. Your January, your February, and maybe into March, first quarter of the year. You have to plan in such a way that your foundation is very strong for the year. You have to work with the Spirit of God to plan your trajectory. You can't afford to let things go as circumstances may channel them. You have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit to make your year what God has determined. You know that almost every year, in fact, every year, people make choices, they make plans, they even make resolutions. They say, this year I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. They set goals, but how many at the end of the year realize the goals? How many are actually successful in their plans? A lot of times, many don't achieve what they set themselves to achieve from the beginning of the year. They look at the year with great hopes. Then they fail to do the things that should be done for those visions to come to pass. And many times they don't even know what to do. They're not sure. Prayer is just one part of it. Prayer alone will not make it happen. There are things in the Word of God that are shown to us. You know, when a year's before us, like many say, you don't know what the year holds. They say, you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen in the year. Of course, there are details you don't know. But if you study God's word and follow him, he tells you what's going to happen. Because he leads you. He guides you. Knowledge of God's word is important. The knowledge of God's word is important. So I'm going to share with you very, very vital things from God's word concerning the message of this month. Okay, so maybe I should tell you what it is, and then we can go into it. We've had, I think it was in 2020, one of the months of 2020, with the same title, but a huge difference in the fact that you're operating at a higher level than before. This month of February is the month of wisdom. That's what the Holy Ghost is saying. That's what the Holy Ghost is saying. But what is wisdom? What is wisdom? I've through the years, looked at several dictionaries, and of course, I've heard different speakers say something about wisdom. The greatest philosophers of the world and the best dictionaries cannot define wisdom. It's amazing. They can't define it. They don't know what it is. You know, they use all kinds of words because they don't know what it is. So I can say to you that all the best definitions you might find in the best dictionaries of the world don't define wisdom. They don't, because they don't know what it is. And that's no surprise. To know what wisdom is, you have to know the Word of God. It comes from God. See, no school gives wisdom. They can't give it to you. Not enough professors of the world can deliver wisdom to you. You can't do it. You don't even know what it is. The most they have, the best they have, is assumptions. And yet, I can give it to you. I can give you the definition of wisdom in three words. I can give it to you in three words. Simple. In three words. And with those three words, you can understand why they can't know it. Why they can't know it. Should I give it to you? I've given it to you before. See, I did quite some elaborate teachings on wisdom years ago, right? Okay, so let me give it to you in very simple terms that not even the philosophers can understand. Wisdom is, and here are the three words, insights into reality. That's wisdom. Wisdom is insight into reality. The reason they cannot define that is the subject of reality. They get into trouble because they don't understand what reality is. So they go, how can we understand reality? What is reality? And that's so powerful because reality is a synonym of the word truth. Truth. So you might as well say wisdom is insight into truth. Then they got a problem. What is truth? What is truth? Not even Pilate could understand that. Jesus said, I was born to bear witness to the truth. Pilate said, what is truth? Jesus gave the answer. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the truth. I'm the reality. And there's another expression in the Bible that's so beautiful. You want to understand more about wisdom. You know, we read that the Bible tells us that God gave a man in this world wisdom such like he never gave anybody. Solomon was given such wisdom. Nobody else had before. And no one had it until Jesus. I'm going to read to you what the Bible says about the wisdom that God gave to Solomon. I want to read a particular area that shows us the three kinds of wisdom as given to Solomon. You ready? 1 Kings chapter 4. More reading from verse 29. King James Version. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. Wow. That's amazing. When you read it from the Septuagint, it helps you understand that he gave him phronesis and Sophia. But then there's the other one there. It's broken down, so many don't understand exactly what it's talking about. When it says largeness of heart, it's not the medical problem, an enlarged heart. There is talking about an extraordinary amplitude of sagacity. That's what he's talking about there. And in the Greek, he's referring to the word sunyemi, which is for wise in terms of comprehension. Comprehension. So, there's where you get sunesis from. Sunesis, understanding. So, in Ephesians chapter 1, he gives you those two. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 8, let's read together. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. This is so powerful. Now, the word translated wisdom here is the word Sophia, and the one translated prudence is the word phronesis. And phronesis is wisdom, actually, so not, it's a kind of wisdom. It's a kind of wisdom. They call it practical wisdom, but I'll explain better to you in a moment. You want to see a little more about that? Go to St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 17. It says, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, that's Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. The word wisdom there is phronesis. The wisdom of the just. That means the wisdom of the righteous. Phronesis. The wisdom of the righteous. The wisdom of the just.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Thank you.